done that, like, you know, we've hired for that.
Okay, we'll go live. Okay, it's 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on September 23rd. Were there any changes or corrections? I don't guess I meant this one. Hearing none. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show with each sign. It is unanimous. Next up is an encroachment request from 1315 East Boulder Run. Who wants to come on up? You want to come on up?
Do you want to go again? I don't know.
You're on your own.
Okay. I need a name and address, please.
Austin Hartman, 1315 East Boulder Run.
Thank you. And tell us what you would like to do.
So we put a fence in. I'm assuming there's an easement back there. Mm-hmm. We asked the developer if it was okay if there's any utilities or anything mm-hmm. back there, and they said no, it'd be fine to put a fence back there.
Okay. So just making sure.
There's a storm tile that runs back through there.
Yeah.
But I think you're away from it.
Yeah.
So there should not be any issues from our
yep.
side.
We okay. were told that on the one side of our house, we got to stay so far away from that, which we...
Look, I mean, you already put it in. This is just retroactive.
Yeah, it's retroactive.
Yeah, I don't see any issues.
Okay. Any questions?
No, like I say, if it does become an issue, then... We'll have to. We'll have to look at. It'd be your responsibility to remove the fence.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, if we have to do it, yep. or whoever, the county tile or whatever, then they might do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it'd be better if you did.
Might not be so neat. Yep.
Yeah. So if there's an issue back there for some reason, we have to get to our infrastructure. We'll try to notify you if it's not an emergency. Which stormwater probably wouldn't be an emergency. But we'll try to notify you in advance to give you time to remove the fence so that we, or at least a portion, so we can get into the into the line there. If it is an emergency, we'll try to remove it as softly and gently as possible as we can. But it will be at your expense to put back up. Okay.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that's clear and stuff.
Yep.
Besides that, any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be usual sign. It is unanimous. So, next steps.
This will be sent over to the county building department tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So you'll be able to go over there and finalize the paperwork with them by noon tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Or whenever. After
whenever you get there, but it'll be ready by noon.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be
awesome.
Over there tomorrow morning.
Okay. Awesome. Then.
You're good.
Good.
You're perfect. Good. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Come for 5 minutes.
That's all right. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Next up is the REMC sewage update and usage approval. As you will remember, this is something where REMC had some issues, and so they've been utilizing a lot of water, but it has not been going into the sewer, so they've been consistently giving us updates of what the requested adjustment, if you will, based on their usage and that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. what is the latest information we have?
It is fixed.
The issue is fixed.
September the 26th. it's not color, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But since September 26th, their usage is almost nothing.
Okay.
So definitely fixed and good standing. I would recommend that we go ahead and give them for October and November another credit. Of their regular 30,000 gallons that we have approved the past 2 months.
For October and November's billing?
Yes, because we'll have October.
Because you'll have crossover?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then we should be good.
And then we're done with that.
We won't have
that.
Okay. Any problems with that, Board? Okay. Sure. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to credit back REMC. Is it the sewage?
Mm-hmm.
Sewage.
Okay.
Yep.
The sewage for October and November.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is Resolution 2025-17. I will give maybe a little bit of context here before we have it read. The region, the Strategic Development Commission, is putting together basically a Housing Optimizers pre-construction grant, which effectively means that they're allotting a certain amount of the dollars that they've gotten from the state to housing optimization, meaning the kind of pre-work, the engineering, the permitting, some of those processes. So ultimately what's happened is that the Strategic Development Commission has said we're going to set aside X amount for each of the counties and X amount for each of the cities. So there's a specific dollar amount. I think ours is like $93,000, give or take. The county's at $230,000. Don't quote me on that exact number, but that's specifically set aside for us. So knowing that this program was kind of coming down the pipeline, I met with Commissioner Basinger and Commissioner Schumann and Nathan Bilger about how we can effectively utilize these funds within what the Strategic Development Commission wants us to do, and go through their formal process to be able to capture those dollars, so then we can then hopefully spur additional housing development in and around Columbia City and wherever else the county feels like they need to do that. So I just say that to say, after our conversation, it made sense to ask the County Economic Development Corporation to create the 501c3 that is needed to be the funnel for this money, if you will, but we have to accept it first. So the resolution in front of you basically outlines hey, we're going to follow the process and we're going to opt into this program. If you don't opt in, then they basically divvy up the money that was effectively appropriated to specific cities and counties and then spread it out to who has opted in. So our 90-some thousand may end up actually being more than that based on who opts in or not. So effectively, the two commissioners and myself kind of, as we work through this, thought, let's just give all of the money to the kind of new 501c3 that would be set up, because from an economic development standpoint, they are the ones that will do a lot. They will help with a lot of that pre-construction stuff, with Nathan obviously being a part of that conversation, rather than, you know, me or the county commissioners trying to figure out how to do that appropriately. At first, I thought we could do it through our housing authority, but it made more sense to do it through a separate 501c3 and lump our money together so we can work together on that. So it would be for housing development. So it could be for subdivision, it could be for apartments, I think it could be for some things like that. No, this is for new housing development.
$93,000 isn't very much.
It's not, but keep in mind it's for pre-construction costs. It's not for construction costs. So it would be things like, again, the surveying and the permitting and the, you know, theoretically you could have land purchase, you could have, you know, maybe do some grading on the property, things like that. So that's all that pre-construction stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So can I have a motion to read Resolution Number 2025-17 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Resolution Number 2025-17 by title only.
Resolution Number 2025-17, a resolution of the Board of Works of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, opting into the Housing Optimizers Pre-Construction Grant Program to support pre-development activities for housing activation.
Again, I've kind of lined out everything there, but I think officially speaking, I could pass this without the Board of Works, but I felt like it was necessary for the administrative body to pass this, not just me to sign my name on something. So with that, any questions regarding the resolution? Okay, can I have a motion to approve Resolution Number 2025-17 on first and final reading?
So moved.
And I'll second.
Okay, motion by Dan, seconded by Lisa. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the waiver of right of first refusal agreement. So you will remember that, I think you'll remember that in the agreement that we had on the former jail with the county was given the first right of refusal, and or the right of first refusal, excuse me, and that was if we were going to dispose of the property outside of, let's say, the city doing a project, okay? So historically, let's say, historically speaking here, after we got the, after we acquired the jail, we did the assessment of it and kind of looked at it and did a conceptual idea of what it would be and what it would cost. That number came out to be much higher than we thought it was going to be. A lot of infrastructure that even if we parceled it out, did a piece of it here and then a piece of it here, it wouldn't make any sense because of the HVAC and the roof and some of the things that has to happen there. So I say all that to say that then the next thought that we had was working with the Redevelopment Commission on a request for proposal. And in order to do that, I wanted to make sure we went back to the county and offered it first to them as the contract stated. And so we did. We went back and talked to the, at that time, the three county commissioners, and they did approve the right of first refusal, waiving the right of first refusal. So it is now basically free and clear for us to dispose of as we see fit. Now, I will tell you, in my agreement with them, my handshake, gentleman's agreement, if you will, it was that we wouldn't make money off of it. I don't anticipate that would ever be the situation anyways, by the way. But nevertheless, it gives us the ability to utilize that building as kind of our portion of a public-private partnership or something to that effect. So ultimately, all this really is just a document where the county is notating, which, by the way, was requested by Marcia, so something in writing. They're waiving their right of first refusal. They, as you can tell, have already signed off on that. But it's probably good for us to also adopt that so we can sign off on it and then it's recorded. So, any questions regarding that I can answer? No? I'll make a motion. We approve the waiver of right of first refusal agreement as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is pay request. Brooks Construction. Kelly?
Yeah, this closes out the CCMG that we had this summer. They had to come in and do a couple things to button up the project, but it is now completed and ready for final pay.
Okay. So I think the last thing was what, fog sealing of the lines or something there?
Fog sealing on Line Street? Marking put the lines down on the wrong spot on Line Street. Mm-hmm. Had to come in and water blast them off and then fog seal it.
Gotcha.
And then there was an issue with Stone River that had some asphalt issues that they end up having to mill that out about 100 feet long and then repave it. They got that done. And then there was some temporary striping they had on like Plaza mm-hmm. and Line Street that needed peeled off that they hadn't done yet. And okay. They got that done. So yeah,
gotcha.
There were like three things there they need to finish up.
But that's all been done.
Yep.
And I think one of you will be able to tell me the answer, I think. The response back from our engineers was that this project actually ended up saving, was it $30,000 or $40,000, I think? Something like that. I don't remember the exact number
either.
Okay. But anyways, tens of thousands of dollars we were able to save on this contract from what we thought it was going to be. So a positive thing. I do anticipate that if we get the Westgate Phase 3 Community Crossings grant, that we'll probably roll that money into the inspection of that project. So we'll roll it over in that regard. So anyways, any questions regarding the final pay request? I'll make a motion that we approve pay request number 3 for Brooks Construction Company in the amount of $73,378.06.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is American Structure Point. Chip?
This is going off the first part of their... I would cap it off, but...
Okay.
I thought this was yours.
This is my...
No.
I mean,
we're dealing with the invoicing. I'm sorry. I got it. This is their payment for the much. Comprehensive plan. Sorry. My first time.
So, you'll remember... I'll just take this one, Chip.
Thank you.
You'll remember that, that... So, we've been doing this comprehensive plan thing, right? And doing the update of that comprehensive plan. You can see that this is kind of their first billing of services from April 1st through now. We've had some problems with... Well, we've had some team changeover. We also had some billing things that we had to get straight. So this is actually, I think, StructurePoint's first bill that we paid. Money has obviously already been set aside and stuff, but we have changed some team members, and we've...
I know you don't want to pay it at all, Dan, but we do have to.
That's kind of where I was going with that.
I know.
But, you know, I'm interested to see what this next meeting is, and if it's not up to our standard, then I think we start all over.
Yep. I hear you.
I'm interested to see what it's going to be like.
Yep.
What we've done is not sufficient. And I think we all agree with that.
No, I agree. I think so for the public knowledge, we started this comprehensive plan with some individuals from StructurePoint, and... we've been having some issues along the way, but we thought they were minor and technical in nature. And so we had the steering committee meeting, maybe number three, I think, maybe? Something like that, three or four. Anyways, yeah, where we looked at some of the land use maps. And I think most of us walked out of that meeting saying we're very underwhelmed and there's not a whole lot of vision here. I just don't think the quality of work was where it needs to be. That my suspicions on that were confirmed when Dan called me or talked to me. There were some things they didn't follow through on that I asked them to do, things like that. So we went back to StructurePoint and said, we need to figure out how we move forward because this isn't working. And so they changed some team members of it. And I think... Chip, would you say, based on our meetings we've had individually with them, that they've maybe turned a page a little bit?
They're listening. They're listening to us now.
Yeah.
But like there was a wall between us.
Yeah.
We would say something and just kind of, okay, good. And now they're actually paying attention.
Kind of felt like that there were times that we just didn't feel like our plan was being, our concepts and thoughts were being followed in the in our plan. So we had to have a little bit of a come to Jesus meeting, and I think we've hopefully steered the boat right, but again, we'll see at the next plan meeting that where we're at. So I appreciate that.
Previous plan to see how well it matches up.
Sure.
With the last one, because first time they did it, they did a wonderful job. I mean, it was amazing. And we could follow it.
Yep.
That one.
Well, and to be fair, and I agree with Dan, to be fair, most of these engineering firms turn people over in 10 years, and so we have a brand new team that has not worked with us before, even though it's the same firm. And it's, you know, they did our plan the last time and stuff, so.
I would have liked to say, hey, I have looked at the previous one.
Yeah.
That's my deal, but that was obviously not happening.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, long story short is, we are contractually obligated, obviously, up to this point for the work that they have done. But I do think that they have a very clear understanding that we are not happy and that we are underwhelmed by what's come up to this point.
Folks would be impressed.
I'll make sure that they know where your standard is, buddy. So, okay, so I'll make a motion. We approve the American StructurePoint invoice number 195095 in the amount of $24,682 is presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit for the haunted jail. As usual, no, that's not fair. It does seem like it's always late after they've started, which is frustrating. But I know this is probably not on the front of their mind when they're opening a nationally recognized haunt. So, nevertheless, Gary, I know you usually work with them. Are they, you think, everything good?
Yeah, so far they've done what they're supposed to do, and they got the barricades down there, and they close them off.
Yep.
Well, I read somewhere where they're like number one.
Yeah, I think they're four, five. Is it five? So I was going to say, but they are, again, they're top five nationally recognized haunts. So it's cool. I mean, I, obviously, the closer we get to the 31st, the more their attendance, I'm sure, will go up and stuff. But
they're busy on Friday and Saturday.
Are they? Okay. So, by the way, I do want to pass on that Paul has invited us to come down to the haunted jail if we ever want to see it. He has had an open invite, just so you're all aware. I've not taken him up on that, but it is an open invite there. So. Any questions regarding the street closing permit? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I make a motion that we adhere to the haunted jail street closing permit for September 26th through September 28th, October 2nd through the 5th, 8th through the 12th, 14th through the 19th, 21 through the 31st, and then November 1st and 2nd, and then 7 through 9 for a time period 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. For the opening, this is the night's open.
I will second that.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show me the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Lisa.
Am I up?
You are up.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $665,894.03 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 10/14/2025 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,969,831.95 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 10/14/2025 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? By the way, there's a couple of big ticket items in that one, which is what got that price up. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $276,551.92 plus overtime in the amount of $6,630.59 for a total of $283,182.51 for the pay file ending 9/19/2025.
Second.
Okay.
Did I do them
out of order? No. Well, you did it right, but there's a second one.
Yes.
Okay, and I didn't recognize that, so I apologize. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $271,735.80 plus overtime in the amount of $10,477.85 for a total of $282,213.65. For the pay file ending 10/3/2025.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $2,777.44 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated October 14, 2025 for September meter deposits and credits.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $11,750 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated October 3rd, 2025, for clothing allowance.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you, ma'am. I don't think we have anything
else. The tents and other membranes. Anchorage.
That's a part of the street closure.
That's part of the street closure. Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Nope, you're good. Department head reports. The rose of the department heads. Mike showed it.
End of last week when the squirrel got in the transformer at the North substation.
Yep.
Has cost us a lot of money.
Okay.
It blew a VFD in the booster station. So we had to put a new one in, knocked out the radio, which we're running on a wing and a prayer on that because it was the only thing they had left down there at J&K.
Okay.
We were set to put that on fiber. They were working at it, looking at it today, and the PLC is so outdated that it's going to take a new PLC for the fiber to work.
Okay.
So... that's just the start. Then last night, we had a breaker blow on well 8. And luckily, it was just a breaker, so we got down there and called the electric department in. They found out which one it was. We repaired it. Got everything running again. So far, it's running well, but we're down to... We were down to one well last night for a while, so hopefully they're going to start putting the other one back together.
Okay.
Yeah, shortly.
Because we were just waiting on some parts, right?
Yes.
And they have those parts?
I believe they do. They got it on the schedule.
Okay.
And I can't, you know.
Yeah.
But they're also the ones doing the... we had Spectrum on the phone and Peerless and J&K and SOS on the phone over the fiber today because we were not getting any.
It was not running at all because the communications was dead between there and everywhere. So
okay.
But finally we got it running, but it's not running the way we want it to run, but it is running.
Okay.
And that takes that plant up there boosts the water pressure for everything north of US 30.
So have we had complaints about it yet?
No, I'm really kind of surprised we haven't.
Okay. You're not north of 30.
I know. Sure, I don't like it. There's your first complaint.
Any questions of Mike?
No, sir.
I called you the Rose, and here you are, giving all bad news.
Well, you know, you might as well start. Now, see, the rest of it can be good.
It'll all be good after that. Okay. Chip?
Trail, we had ribbon cutting for that. I thought it went really well. We're still 98.6% done. We did hear great news this past week. The railroad is going to allow us to do our handicap procedure. It's not as bad of a permit fee as expected. And we did pay up, they could expedite the permit to have it done in 1 to 2 weeks, so that'll give our contractor time to get in, do all the paving and asphalt that they have to do. So trail should be done mid-December-ish, but that could lead into January, per my luck. So,
Dan says maybe May.
Oh! Yeah, I'm not... I wouldn't bet on it. Let's just say that.
Well, and here's the deal. As a reminder, I mean, we've been working on this railroad thing for a long time now.
5 years.
And originally, it was going to cost us probably north of $500,000. And so we've been able to work with them. They've been decent to work with, right?
We're estimating all in all permit construction to be under $40,000.
Yep.
So
significantly better than $500,000.
Yeah.
So, again, the time has been a pain, but it has saved us significantly. So
the survey was going on.
I mean, I think there what was the initial permit?
$300,000.
No, not the permit.
Permit? Yeah,
I thought
permit
it was
$30,000. $30,000. Zero.
Yeah. But again, that's what I'm saying. It's like nothing makes
sense. Yeah, this permit was like I'm going to say $1,800. We paid like another $500 to get it. They could have taken 3 to 6 months to prove it,
yep.
And if you paid like $500 extra, it was 1 to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was worth it to get the project done.
Seems like a good trade-off.
Need to get the jail RFP done, request for proposals for people to get that sent out, getting ready to work on that. I know against Dan's better judgment, the Bushy project was approved through Plan Commission last Monday, so hopefully we'll get moving on that here very soon. Also been working on phase 1B for Eagle Park, so.
Well, I will say I was really impressed with the gentleman that made the presentation.
Hey.
Wow, made things look a lot better. When I first looked at it, I was obviously questioning some of the
narrowness
of the lots. But when he explained how that works to make homes affordable, I was really impressed with that gentleman.
I'll tell you this. I've worked with him multiple times. I wish a lot of other firms were as good as he is.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't miss much.
Well, if you notice, out of all the people that were there, not one.
I know.
One had anything to say against
it. I mean, everybody stood up to speak.
Yeah.
And then nobody spoke against it, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
He was that impressive.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
great. So, I have nothing else.
Yep. Okay. Questions? Thank you. Matt.
Mother Son was awesome. Awesome this year. Thanks to Melinda and Andrea again for putting that together. I want to say thanks to all the volunteers and to the department heads that allowed their guys to come up with vehicles and be up there for the night for the kids to go through them and maybe become a firefighter or a police officer someday because of that. JFL finished up this weekend. We played out at the high school underneath the lights. You've never seen so many fifth and sixth graders that were so jacked up to play underneath the lights out on the high school field. It was actually kind of amazing to see the extra adrenaline it gave them to be out there. No. And then our guys were working with the street department to finish that section by Scott Reed's house there. And other than that, it's just normal stuff.
So I was informed that there was some graffiti already.
I was told about that as well while we were doing the ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
blue marks.
Well,
showed us the crew wasn't out there.
It was black.
It's black.
Yeah.
Spray paint.
Yeah.
I think they told me it was spray paint black, and then there's an appendage that's on the end of it.
Yeah, there was an appendage. Some kind of a bodily feature that was painted.
Boy, same kind that was on the road in Columbia Shores that you wanted us to remove.
I vaguely remember that. Questions before this goes any more sideways? Okay. Thank you. Gary.
All right. These tornado sirens are going to be the death of me.
every time you get one fixed, a new one breaks.
Well, we got the sirens themselves installed during the installation process, though we discovered that the battery boxes were rusting out and the batteries were starting to fall out. So.
Okay.
We ordered new battery boxes. Again, the lead time on those are, who knows, they're supposed to be shipped out 1st of October, but we've got nothing that showed that they're shipping yet, so we're waiting on them.
Just drive a screw up through it, it'll start.
Right. So when those get in, I actually talked to Sean about, I mean, to have somebody come out and install those, it was like over $4,000 each, and both sirens that were replaced need the battery box to replace, so. Sean said he would come out. It's a matter of just two wires, and then they connect all the batteries. So I don't think that's too difficult. So Sean said he would assist us in that.
Okay, well, that's a starting point.
I appreciate that. Took four applicants down to the Indianapolis to Public Safety Medical for their physical and psychological testing. Waiting on results for that. They say it takes 10 to 14 days, and we did that on the 7th. 10 to 14 business days. Mm-hmm. So did that on the 7th. So waiting. Community event, Public Safety Festival went very well. I think that was a great event. Special thanks to Ashley for organizing that. She did a great job. And we're gearing up for the Skeleton Festival, which is happening this weekend. Lots of events happening almost all weekend, so keeps us busy. As of October 1st, we transitioned to the 12/8-hour schedule. It appears to be working well. Coverage has improved. Got three guys on a lot of times, so that's normally we got two guys on, so it actually improved our coverage overall. Officers seem to be happy with the new structure of it. We also made some changes in the command staff and detective positions, so it's like a fresh start, brought renewed energy to the department, and it's great to see everyone embracing the change and maintaining a positive outlook. So looking forward to that. Sergeant Calhoun has submitted his letter of resignation and will be transitioning into the private sector for new employment opportunities. We want to sincerely thank him for his service and contributions to the department. We hope the next chapter of his life is successful and fulfilling. We'd like to open a lateral position. I think we're going to try to do just a lateral hiring process, if that's okay with the Board of Works.
Yeah, that works. Are you asking for permission?
I am.
Okay.
Place started.
Are you guys okay with the lateral opening?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, move forward.
All right. Other than that, we're working on some benefits. I've been working with Beth and Sally on the 12-hour shift schedules, you know, similar to the fire department, you know, personal vacation time, so we'll see what we can come up with there. So I know we did something with the bereavement, which I'll be bringing that up in council, and I think that's pretty similar to what I'd like to see with the personal and vacation time.
Okay. Yeah, we got usually bring us up to you outside of the public meeting, but I told them I'd bring it up in the public meeting. We got some kids on two-wheel scooters flying around our circle, and I didn't know. At night, I see them at night also. But
like on the road or on the sidewalk?
Yeah, on the road.
On the road.
They're actually on the road. And some of those kids are just,
like those two-wheel electric scooters?
Two wheels, and they're either electric, but they are flying around there. I watched one, I was going up the intersection, he's just this one flying by there, and I'm like, oh, I know he's going faster than 20. I ride my bicycle at 15, so. But at 20 mile an hour, I just wonder, do we have anything? Is that legal or what?
I mean, they got to obviously follow the laws of the road. I mean, they, you know, if there's a stop sign, they got to stop. They can't just fly right through that.
I just seen them flying through there. I went through a Tractor Supply parking lot and just went right across the road into the, going over
behind
the gas station there.
Hmm? It's kind of like a bicycle.
Yeah, just a two-wheel scooter, like.
Yeah.
Flying, no helmets, no anything, and then at night, one kid actually had a light taillight on it. But yeah, they took away. They were driving right down the middle of the road, so I had to follow them. They didn't go to the side or anything, and I could.
Speed limit was 20, Dan. You weren't going over 20.
I'm sorry.
You weren't going over 20.
No, I stayed. I had my seatbelt on too.
Yeah, you gotta, it's considered like a bicycle type thing, so they got to follow the rules of the road just like bicycles do.
See, I was going to go behind him and honk, but I didn't want to scare him and run over him, so.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
But they got they do normally, like you said, have headlights and taillights on those little things.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised to get out of a headlight and taillight on the thing, but I probably would have done the same thing they were doing at that age, too. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, it is a safety thing. I was really concerned about their safety, because it wouldn't take much for them to run through there and somebody whack one of them.
So maybe just, it sounds like what you're asking is just maybe have your officers keep an eye out as they're going. Just make sure that, you know, individuals are obeying the law and all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, most of the time that happens when you guys aren't nearby, right? That's always the issue.
Like fireworks or jet breaks.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So I just wondered if you...
People see the police car, they behave themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when the police cars aren't around, that's when they...
I've been kind of a pain in the butt here lately.
Nah, you're good. You're good. Anything else for Gary?
No.
Thank you, Kelly.
As Matt mentioned, the sidewalk in Columbia Shores, I just want to give our guys and Matt's guys a shout out and appreciate all their help and appreciate Jason Wells leading that crew. There's about 400 foot of sidewalk, mm-hmm. 8 foot wide. And I know some of the quotes that Matt had told me, and then I think we got a quote from Niblock, maybe, or used to be Niblock, Milestone now, to pave it. And they were both like up in the 40-some thousand dollar range to do that project.
Insane
like
amount of money.
45,000, I think.
Yeah.
Our guys came together, and we had about $9,000 in concrete. So... that was a big savings on that.
Absolutely.
And it worked out to where we could do that before we got into leaf season and mm-hmm. things like that. So
yep.
Timing ended up being okay. So shout out to them guys. Just
yep.
thought they did a good job on that.
Yep, absolutely.
What's that?
I said absolutely. You're right. It's great.
We finished our last limb pickup for the year on the 6th.
Yeah.
Supposedly our last one. Probably end up going around like in November.
I was going to say, we're bound to get a storm that will
yeah.
lock down winds. So.
And then we got our certificate of approval letter through Purdue LTAP.
Okay.
We have to do that every year, by December 1st to even have a shot at getting our community crossings mm-hmm. money. Thought that letter, and then Corey and I worked together usually on that, trying to get all of our asset management plan up to date and send in to them. They had some glitches in the system this year, so I was getting a little nervous, but it worked out. We went through our lathe machines, pulled them into the shop, and had some things to repair on them, so we're getting those ready to go. I think that starts next Monday, mm-hmm. the 20th. It's going to be our first go around through the city.
They're already piling up for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then two of our guys have been working with our vac truck, helping the wastewater department clean lift stations. Probably be all the week this week. And then last meeting I was gone, Mitch Platt and I attended Indiana Street Commissioners meeting over in Plymouth, Swan Lake. So that's it.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Thomas?
Well, you're going to be surprised. Got a list of broken things on vehicles. 101 has a broken leaf spring on the right rear. Took it out to Adam. He's kind of stacked pretty heavy right now with some things that have came up for him. So took it out to heavy truck, and Chris crawled underneath it. And it took him a couple times to figure out what was going on, but it had broke a leaf spring and threw it out. So we'll have to get another one of those on order. He said it's okay to drive for now. Just to get it fixed, so that's going to be on order. I apologize for my voice. I had a cold, and it turned into this. 107, I told you the last meeting that we had gotten it back from repaired. It needed some scraper seals on the waterway seal system. They had replaced those, and then the rub plates for the ladder sections. Well, when we used it last week at a fire, it's all of its integral joints were leaking pretty bad, so I contacted the company that did the initial repair, and they're sending a driver out tomorrow to come get that, so we're not using our manpower to drive it down. They're sending a driver up to get it. They'll repair it and bring it back to us. So, and then after that, it's got to go to Anna, Ohio. There's an air actuator on a transfer case that after 20-some years has gone bad, so it's got to go there for another repair. So if that truck's not here the next month or so, it's getting more repairs. As Gary had mentioned, the Family Safety Festival went really well. We borrowed some props off of Warsaw Fire and did a challenge course. Mm-hmm. And I think that was probably for our part of the fair, was probably the highlight for most mm-hmm. of those kids. So
it was awesome to see the kids take the hose and try to put out the fire. It was great. I thought it was fantastic.
So yeah, again, kudos to Ashley.
Yeah, appreciate that. Questions of Tommy?
No, when he said we'd be surprised, I thought all the trucks were running.
I think that was all sarcasm, Dan. Okay, thank you. Ms. Lordy, would you like to introduce yourself and talk about youth council?
Oh, yeah, I'm Anna Lordy. I'm a junior, and I'm on youth council. And our last meeting, I actually wasn't there, it was a hands meeting, but I got the report from like three different people.
Oh, so you're kind of thrown to the wolves, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. But the first thing we did was talk about the incoming plans for the city, and what we always do is we always like ask about the rumors we've heard of like what's coming in or what's construction for, and we always ask the mayor a ton of questions about that. And then we're learning about county government this year. So we took a test over that and then split into small groups and played a game about what we learned after we took our test. And then for lunch, they went to downtown on the square. And then after that, for their service projects, they cleaned the trails, which is always a favorite.
Yep. Appreciate that question, Simon. Gary?
I'm going to steal the mayor's thunder here for a second. Okay. I'd like to be the first to welcome Ryan Adamson to the council.
Jump ahead of me, that's fine.
I don't know when he's gonna take over, but yeah. I see they moved Jenny's.
Yeah. It's just gone temporarily.
Oh yeah. It's not gone yet, but
it's coming back.
In order to create another nameplate, we had to have a sample. So
and Jenny won't be here tonight, so
yeah. welcome Ryan, who was elected by caucus last night to the Southeast District Council seat. I think December 1st is the official date that he'll take over, but welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So Marcia's gone, so Leslie?
I have nothing other than we're gone next week at the AIM Summit.
We are.
Looking forward to connecting with folks.
Yes. Yeah. So on that note, next week is AIM, which is Accelerate Indiana Municipalities. That is used to be the Indiana Association of Cities and Towns. Now it's Accelerate Indiana Municipalities. But in any case, next week is the Ideas Summit, which is their not quite week-long, tons and tons and tons of learning sessions and all kinds of things like that. So that is next week. So yes, I will also, among lots of our staff, will be out Monday through Thursday, basically, for that conference. So besides that, let's see what else is going on here. There's so many things. Tomorrow, I'm hosting the Mayors and Commissioners Caucus here. Actually, we're going to have it at the high school. The new high school, so we can show it off a little bit to the mayors and commissioners of Northeast Indiana. And then I'm on an interviewing committee tomorrow afternoon. Of course, we had the ribbon cutting earlier today for the trail, which was great. We are currently working on the city awards banquet between Leslie, myself, and Beth. So we're working on that right now. If you've gone by my office, you'll notice that, yes, the flooring is up, but some of the walls are now being painted, and there's some things that we're fixing up in there. Majority of that stuff is being covered by insurance because we had the water leak back earlier this year, and so I know that one of the things the taxpayers may want to know is whether we're spending money on that, and the answer is no, insurance is paying for that. So, see if there's anything else happening that I need to mention. There are probably a lot of other things. Also, regarding the caucus last night, I want to welcome Stacy Petrovis, who won the caucus for county commissioner to replace to fill the vacant seat of county commissioner who recently passed, Chad Banks. Stacy actually has a kind of a weird connection to Columbia City in that he used to grind our leaves. That was one of his jobs or one of his companies did the leaf grinding for the city. So kind of an interesting connection there, but looking forward to working with Stacy in that role. So besides that, I think that's all I have for right now, unless I remember something else.
Dan?
I have nothing.
Lisa?
I have nothing.
Okay, anything from the audience? No? Okay. And with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Adjourned.